Three, two, one. Do it. Do it now. 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 Go. Go. Start. Now.
This is a favorite drug off of Critical Bill's new CD. Oh, man, hold on. This is Critical Bill's new song, Favorite Drug, off of the Underground Kingdom. Check them out on YouTube, MySpace, all the popular social networkings. And take a listen.
When I first took a little hit of you, a dream come true. There's nothing else I wanted to do. And it was me and you, we were crazy cool and blazing you. Another place you took me to. When I was so high, I could touch the sky. Alive inside, I really feel like I could fly. And my whole day could just pass me by. I'm hypnotized and you're the only reason why. Oh. Gone. Everything might turn to wrong. I just need a little hit that'll keep me calm. I'm so withdrawn, a little bit of getting me on. But then you pick me right back up. A little fix of that stuff to get me back on that buzz. I never did ask what it was or why it does what it does. But you're my new favorite drug.
You're my new all-time favorite drug. Just a taste, and I'm hooked. And all you have to do is touch me. You're my new all-time favorite drug.
Welcome to Simplecast. I'm Tim, one of the hosts.
I like it.
Sounds
Adam,
better.
The host.
It sounds better when I say I'm Tim, the host. I'm Tim, one of the
You don't hosts. Have to say you're a host. I mean, you're on the thing. They know you're a host.
Yeah,
oh, and I'm Nick, a host.
A co-host. We're all co-hosts.
So what would it be like to just walk around with a bunch of scissors like in my pants like pull-ups? Cut people?
That'd be
in
weird.
Case you're downtown and a bum comes at you for money? I don't play that game with bums. They don't deserve my money.
No, they
didn't get a job.
Scissors in the eyeball. Or box cutter from Cooch's.
If I ever become homeless, I don't expect anybody to give me money.
Unless you're professional.
Except for you, Tim. You can give me some money. I know you, so it's different. It's just
it's different when you know somebody.
It's a loan that I might not ever pay back.
A loan.
You gonna loan me money if I'm a bum, Tim?
I may or may not loan you money.
What if I'm on my way? What if I'm on my way to being a bum? Would you loan me some money before I get to that point?
I probably would loan you some money before you got to that point.
What if I'm like, you're never getting that money back?
I might not loan you some money.
That's right. I probably wouldn't give you the money either.
Yeah.
If there was no payback. Hey, friend. FYI, we are on Chat Roulette. And we're going to keep it open the whole show, just in case.
And we're just going to ignore the fuck out of him.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'll talk to that guy.
It's
hey,
a game.
Hey, fella. How you doing?
Hey, fella.
It's a nice jacket your buddy's got there. Oh, he's leaving. I don't want to talk to you. Bye.
Nice time.
All
right, so instead of Facebook today, we're... Whoa, penis.
Penis.
We're going to have Chat Roulette open.
That guy looks like a penis. That's a nope.
I don't need to read it.
It's because people are penises. Peni.
Your mom's a penis.
Was that a penis? Probably a penis. Chat Roulette's a pretty ingenious.
Yeah, that's the first time hearing about it.
The thing is, how are they gaining money from it? Like, I don't see any advertisings on there.
Yeah, I know, right? Maybe it's the date someone.
Oh, yeah, that might be an advertisement.
I mean, that would make sense if you clicked on date someone.
That's
just
one little thing, though.
Yeah.
It's got to take up a lot of bandwidth supporting all these cameras.
It probably does. It has to take many servers.
Hey, don't move. We're going to draw you.
Don't move. Sir. Eyes open, though. Oh, open.
Pose.
Pose. Give me a smile. Give me a cheesy grin.
All right, don't move.
Hey, fella. How you doing? Hi, banana. I'm an orange. Hi, orange. I'm not a banana. Are you a penis? Hey. How you doing? Does your camera not have a microphone? What? Was See, I did the audio for your video. It works.
Hey, buddy. See ya.
No, I was going to tell him he was on a podcast.
He's on a podcast. You're on our podcast.
You kind of remind me of Jeff a little bit.
You kind of remind me of Jeff a little bit.
Little
buddy. Yeah, little buddy.
It's Shocktober.
October.
Don't move, we're gonna draw you.
Or Rocktober.
Jacktober.
Or Cocktober. For Chat Roulette, people.
Cocktober.
Cocktober, yeah. Don't
it's
move.
Cocktober.
It's Cocktober, bro. What?
Chat Roulette.
Well, yeah, Shocktober. Halloween, favorite holiday.
Bro, that dude was laying in bed hoping to see some titties.
That's a nerd.
I think that's all guys come on here for is to see boobies.
That's all we see.
Are you
guys
on here to see boobies?
Oh, Don't act like you didn't hear the question.
Mom just asked if you wanted a cheeseburger.
Oh, you want a cheeseburger, buddy? Boobies.
Your mom just baked cookies, didn't she?
Tell your mom to come on
tell the your screen. Mom to come on screen.
I want to see your mama.
Your mom hot?
Do you hear me?
No.
See, this guy isn't even talking.
Quit being retarded. You mean stupid right now, talking.
Like, you look like you've never seen any before. Is that a dragon on your shirt?
Yeah.
I don't think you can hear us.
Is that a picture of your mom back there?
Can you... Oh, he can't hear us. He can only hear you. He can't... Oh, hey! Funny fat guy. Yeah.
Funny fat guy.
Oh man!
He said that was ugly.
No, he couldn't.
No,
he kept asking why I was laughing.
God, don't come on here.
I like it better when they don't see it. Hey,
oh, stop! We're gonna draw you.
What's popping?
Are you on here to see boobies?
You don't open with that question.
Look at that light! I'm an angel.
An angel in disguise.
Angel in disguise.
Hey, funny fat guy, what?
Why does this always have to be on me?
Because you're the host of our podcast. Oh, you're
on a podcast.
You're on a podcast.
Welcome to our podcast.
Just let you know. Welcome to Simplecast. We re-introed.
Yep. You can find us on Facebook. And I'm just going to sit here because...
Let's be quiet for a second. Shh. Oh, you switched.
I did not.
Oh, I thought you clicked it. Oh, that's a guy's abs.
I did this to look at this one.
Notice how their smiles went away when I came on the screen. I saw that.
You like how I started out with, are you on here to see boobies?
Oh, that was your opening line.
That's going to be my opening line for everybody.
I like it.
Those are the only females that are on Chat Roulette.
Yep.
And damn it!
You
weren't entertaining enough.
You brought up boobies and they were like, I'm in. Then they showed me. And they're like, I'm out. We're done.
Hey, don't move. I'm going to draw you. Nice pose.
Is he out here to see the boobies? You here to see the boobies? Oh, everything just turned orange.
Probably doesn't really see computers on.
No. His kids set it up to make sure he's still alive.
Hey.
But it's random to find them. Just look at next. Where's that at?
Next.
Is that a dude? Did you forget? Did you uncopy it? Oh.
No.
Yes, I'm a guy.
Hey, dude, stop raping people.
Yeah, stop raping people, bro. You listen to Jack Johnson? play some game.
Okay, let's completely ignore Chat Roulette and just leave it up.
Alright.
I'm just going to minimize this. Because
do that.
Otherwise, I'm going to keep looking at it.
Alright, so what do you want to start with?
Oh, let's top 10 horror movies of all time.
I made sure to look up only American-made movies, because the other ones are all crazy French movies I've never heard of. I don't like French movies, guys. Subtitles. I can't read very well.
I like French fries.
Those are good. Freedom fries?
Freedom fries. I have like six medium fries from McDonald's that I can get from the Monopoly shit.
Dude, I got like four. We should go and just send
everyone. Just send them all down.
The day before Halloween. Everybody's going to go and get a free medium fry and we'll be set.
And just walk out.
After we get back from the party, just everybody go and get some medium fries.
I got a couple breakfast sandwiches.
I got a free Angus steak wrap.
What we'll do is, right before they stop selling fries, we'll go and get fries. And as soon as they switch over to breakfast, go in and get a couple sandwiches. There you go. But yeah,
what time did they switch over?
I think like 4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Yeah. So we'll go in, eat our fries.
Right on.
And then 4 a.m. hits, boom. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Are those? Sorry.
That's the pick of the week.
There's a picture of the week on whatever website he's on. And it's like the...
crazyandfun.com.
Looks like these chicks are gonna flash people, but they're just playing with their boobies. Oh.
You're a Chat Roulette massacre.
I completely forgot I was on Chat Roulette.
That's gonna happen. Yep. I'm gonna be in the middle of this list, and all of a sudden you're gonna hear somebody singing Lady Gaga. It might be Adam, or it might not be.
Yep.
You don't know.
Alright.
All right, well, number 10. We're going to get to this. Dawn of the Dead, the original.
I've seen parts of this movie.
I've only seen parts of it as well.
I think I've seen the whole thing. But maybe not. No, I haven't seen Dawn of the Dead. I've seen Day of the Dead.
What about Night of the Living Dead?
And Night of the Living Dead.
I think I've seen Night of the Living Dead.
Just the black and white one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I've seen that one because it's funny when they kill someone and they're ripping all their stuff out and it's like, oh, it looks hilarious. It looks like plastic.
It does. Yeah. Well, that's because it was plastic.
Probably.
George Romero's my dog.
He's my dog.
My dog.
No, like, he's literally my dog. I have him on a leash in my car.
You have a dog named George Romero?
Yep.
That's a good name for a dog.
It is.
I'm not going to lie. Better than, like, dog. Scruffy.
Scruffy.
Number 9, Frankenstein. The Frankenstein.
Never even seen that.
It's alive.
I've seen parts of it.
I've not seen it. Yeah, it's based on Mary Shelley's novel, though.
What?
If you didn't know that, you should. Next, number 8, Evil Dead 2. Bruce Campbell's in it.
I don't think I've seen that one. Maybe. I might have.
Tim, Bob looks like Bruce Campbell.
Does he?
I'm just going to say that. I ain't going to say...
Bruce Campbell.
Well, Bob. You know who Bobbo is. You know Bobbo. Just think of Bobbo. You have Bruce Campbell.
I totally spelled that wrong.
Yeah, it's P-B-L-E-B-E-L-L.
Official website.
If you give Bruce Campbell a nice beard, that's Bobbo.
That's Bobbo?
That's Bobbo.
It's Bobberino?
Bobberino.
Bob. If he had a crazy cool beard.
Yeah, if he had a cool beard like Bobby does.
But that comb over right there works.
Yep.
I did see that movie then with his shotgun.
Number 7, An American Werewolf in London.
Seen that one definitely.
Yeah. Probably the dopest werewolf looking thing ever.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You never seen that one?
No.
But it's American Werewolf in London, Tim.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one.
You're going to see it this Halloween?
Yep, you have to.
I'm going
to
sit down and watch it. It's got a werewolf in it.
I have Halloween off.
You have Halloween off?
I took Halloween off. I don't have the 30th off, but I have Halloween off.
I have the 30th off and Halloween off.
Yeah, so...
And past Sunday, Saturday off.
When do you work?
At the party.
Saturday.
I work until 7. But, funny thing is Rainy and I are going to go into work, and then probably go over, change somewhere, and then go over to Lindsay's.
I thought hers was the 31st.
No, hers is the night before Halloween. It's always the night before Halloween.
Oh, I thought it was Halloween.
But there's a party over there?
It's not always the night before Halloween.
There's a little get-together with, like, some people.
That night I picked you up wasted and you threw up in your car was on Halloween.
I know, but, like...
You threw up on me, buddy.
Oh, that's
true. Oh, wait.
Chat roulette break? He switched us. I'm assuming it's a guy that was masturbating.
What a douchebag.
Because usually it's a guy that's masturbating.
That's 98% of chat roulette's patronage.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I can hear an echo.
Yeah. She was kind of plain.
Plain.
As in not talking.
Put a shirt on.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
I think that guy wanted us to see his penis.
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 I don't want to see the other guy's penis, Tim.
Nope.
That was the penis.
No, that's a wine bottle.
That's something under the blanket.
Hey.
I think that was his hand trying to make it look like his penis.
Ow.
Did you just stab yourself with it? Hey. What's up? Notice his mouth isn't moving.
Creepy, huh?
He's not the one talking.
No, he's not.
I'm talking. Why aren't you talking?
It's a good song. And she's gone.
Do you even know who that was?
No, but I like this song.
Yeah.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah, I like that song. Man. Do you know who that was?
Yeah, I have that song.
Hey, fella.
I'm trying to think of it. Hey, you look like a bro.
Hey, buddy.
Picking your nose.
You
look
hombre.
Like a bro.
That was definitely a bro.
Your mom looks like
what's
a bro.
What's number 6 there?
Oh, number 6.
Yeah, let's go back off
the
that.
Poltergeist.
The Poltergeist.
The original.
The.
Yeah.
Hey, that creepy little lady in there. I didn't like that lady.
I didn't either.
She's all small and old.
Creepy.
Small old people should probably just not be around. Oh, wow. You're going to hurt somebody with those scissors.
I think so, but I pulled them on my pants, so.
But it'll probably be Tim, so I'm cool with it.
I'm promising you, if I get stabbed in any way, shape, or form with those fucking scissors one more time,
we should record it and make it into a horror movie.
I will. You come near me with that knife.
It's barely sharp. I mean, I only stabbed through my hand a little bit.
It's a Coochie's box cutter.
Yeah, so it's good. Number five.
Coochie's box.
Halloween. You've all seen this one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the original.
I've seen it like 50 times.
Okay, I haven't seen it 50 times.
It's my dad's favorite horror movie. Yeah. So. It's a good one.
I've seen it 10.
10? Tim, you seen it like 100?
I've seen it quite a few times. I wouldn't be able to tell you how many times I've seen it.
I've probably seen it more than 10 times, just 10 times from beginning to end.
Although the first one I did see of the Halloween series is Halloween H2O.
I knew you were going to say that.
Weren't you with me when we saw that?
First time I saw it was at Kurt's house.
Oh, so you weren't with Cody and us when we snuck into it up at Stargate.
I've never snuck into a movie.
That was the first movie I ever snuck into, and I think that was the last movie I ever snuck into. And just for reference, I'm 22, so Halloween H2O came out what year?
97?
Yeah,
six?
Around there.
I believe.
I totally spelled that wrong. I don't care.
H2O.
98.
98.
So I was 9 at the time. No, 10. I was 10 at the time. Why'd I say 9?
Was it at Star Theater?
Yeah.
Knew it. So easy to sneak in.
Yeah, there. Star Theater was
I completely just said that it was at Star Theater.
Yeah. Not by. So if they want to charge you the $5 ticket, which it was back then, they can go ahead and do that. Yeah.
No, they can't.
No?
No. Statue of limitations.
They're going to add... The next time you
go
there, they're going to add it onto the price. You can go there and see $4 movies. Monday through Thursday. That is what's
right
up.
Now.
That is what's up.
All right. End of podcast. Let's go to Star.
No, I'm not...
I don't think there's a movie out that I want to see. Well,
I want to see Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, okay. I would like to see that one, because...
Aaron said it was sweet.
Yeah?
I don't know about Aaron's taste in movies.
Yeah, I don't know... The first one was sweet because of the
did somebody rip ass?
Yeah.
And,
what?
Dude, why didn't you two rip
he
ass?
Was because he started laughing. Because
that's just fucking gross. Oh, man,
fucking yo, what
yo,
up, bro?
Yo, what up, bro? What up, bro? What up, bro? What up, bro? What up?
Did you switch or did they? Did you switch?
No, they did.
Oh, okay. I want to say, don't
scare him off.
I think we got louder than them. They didn't like it at all.
Now that is a creepy movie.
Wait, what one? Jaws.
Jaws.
Number four. Look at that. Look at that cigarette.
Jaws is number four. How can Jaws be scary?
Dude,
you cut off your...
Because he says we're going to need a bigger boat. Bigger boats cost a lot of money. That's scary.
Ooh, we're going to need a bigger boat because it's a animal.
That animal
shark.
Bit half the boat off.
No, he didn't.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, he did. Yo, bro, what up?
You're on board.
Dude, quit being gay and get off chat roulette.
I'm gonna brape you. I'm gonna brape you, bro. Brape you in the mouth.
You were a homo for being on chat roulette. I like how we're on chat roulette.
Yeah. It's a little distracting, but Sharktopus.
Oh.
That's not on the list, but...
It should be.
It should be. I mean, Eric Roberts is in it. Oh, hey. Chat roulette, what are you doing, Tim?
I am capturing what is on chat roulette so we can upload that.
Oh. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
I will maximize this, and then I will move this.
Move it, Tim. Move it. Is that guy drawing?
No, he's moving the screen.
Oh. Camera?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Chat roulette.
Chat roulette.
It's a genius idea.
Three,
two, one.
Go! And it is recording.
It's cool because Tim's phone went off at one.
It did. That was pretty cool. Wait, are you trying to show me your penis?
Give that penis a sandwich.
Table again.
All right, well, number three is Rosemary's Baby. I don't know this one.
I've never even
heard of it, but...
Nope.
Yep, next one. The Exorcist. Number two.
Okay, that one is number...
Pea soup. I don't eat pea soup because of that movie. It's green, and it looks like demon vomit. I would have thought demon vomit looked different. But pea soup. That's what they eat. Tim, you and you're fidgeting with your computer.
Not fidgeting with my computer.
What are you doing? You're fidgeting with your computer.
Fuck off.
Fidgeting. And number one.
Hold on, let me guess. What? Number one horror movie, Chuck. It's got to be Chucky.
Tim, have you seen it?
Or Friday the 13th.
That? Yes, I did see what it was.
I'm going with Friday the 13th.
No, I have not seen it.
You haven't seen it? Should we give Adam another guess? It's neither of those movies.
Puppet Master.
Here's Johnny!
The Shining?
I was just going to say Jack Nicholson's in it. But yeah, The Shining. Look at that creepy face. It's creepy.
I never watched the full thing.
The thing that always sticks with me is those two little girls in that hallway.
Yep.
It's creepy. It gets me. I don't like it at all. And then he's like through that door. I don't like people looking through doors. Thanks. Doors are there.
Through the door.
Doors are there to keep creepy people out. The Shining. Twins. Yeah, there's twins in The Shining, but it ain't sexy. I'm going to look at this scene real quick. You know, creep Tim out, because he said, oh, Tim, look how creepy it is. What? CMM Presents. Look at that kid.
Kid riding his bike.
I was looking
hallway.
On my screen to find something to shut it off. Cause I was like, "What the? Where'd that come from? Why is that?"
I told you, look at my screen. That's where the. That's just creepy all along. Look at that hallway moving around.
Don't go down the hall.
They just want to play.
Don't go down the hall.
They just want to play.
Who is that?
It's a kid from China. Daniel.
Come and play with us.
Okay.
What kind of play?
Dirty play?
Come and play with us, Daddy.
Oh, God!
Forever. And ever.
They're ugly little girls, I'm just saying.
And ever.
And they did.
Is that them murder?
Teal. Sure looks like it.
Pull the trigger! Pull the trigger! Sorry, somebody in chat roulette had a gun to their head.
Really?
Yeah.
That was scarier than these twins. I'm just saying, you yelling like that got me off guard.
No, I was like, who's got a gun?
The little boy gonna kill those little girls? He's just covering his eyes. Look at him, he's a wimp. There's nothing now.
I'm scared.
Oh, that one looks sharp.
Oh, E.T.
Get his feet.
Remember what Mr. Halloran said.
Trigger finger. She's talking to
herself. Like pictures in the book, Danny. It isn't real.
That little boy's creeping me out.
Movie star, movie star.
I don't know what the end part was on YouTube, but movie star, movie star.
Yo, bro!
You know you have a shirt off?
You guys look like you just got done having sex.
Are you... Don't...
I had you.
Dude, no, because the other guy was stopping him.
I don't care. He was pouring
down
his pants.
He may have just opened his mouth and started chugging at it. If that gets reported,
I didn't report it. I just clicked next.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you record that,
I'd
people be like,
"That's
dirty.
Recording.
It's dirty."
I wish I was recording it for the chick with the gun and that right there.
Yo, what up? What's that? Is that some kind of sandwich?
That's not English. That's what that is.
¿Cómo está, señor?
Nice devil language.
I bet you wish that was your buddy's penis.
You sound like the devil. Stop switching, Tim.
I didn't.
Oh.
That was them.
Hey, lady. Hey. There's nobody there, is there?
No. No, there is.
Give that penis a sandwich. Hey, fella.
And fella's boyfriend?
Hey, Gomos.
Are you licking a popsicle?
Are you gay?
Are you gay?
Wait, are you Chinese? Shit, he's a terrorist!
That's crazy.
And he was like, oh my god, they found out. Hey. Chat Roulette's genius.
The Chat Roulette.
I don't know if people are going to enjoy us watching this, but I'm enjoying it right now.
I know. So we should probably not do it because it's just...
I have a game.
Okay.
Alright.
Hey, see you, homo.
Since it's about to be Halloween, Halloween's about scary. I got the top 10 craziest phobias. And I want you guys to guess what they're scared of by the name alone.
Okay.
I gotta tell you.
I'm gonna take off my glasses.
They're kind of hard to get.
Brooms!
Oh, dang. Actually, I don't think that's on here. But that would be a nice phobia.
Tetrahedrophobia. Oh, God, I can't remember what it's called.
Small spaces, that's all I know.
The fear of number 13.
13 techno for number
lettuce.
Alright, number 10. Same rules as the... Oh, I'll just let you guys guess. You don't have the... No points.
Okay.
But... Phobophobia.
Fear of being afraid.
Ed, what's your guess?
Fear of being photographed.
The fear of fear. So, basically, fear of being afraid. Or fear of developing a phobia. That was an easy one.
I swear to God.
That's Tim's phobia. Adam Cuddy.
Adam with anything sharp is my phobia.
Jeez, Adam's over here with razors and scissors playing with them. Jeez, alright, that was the easy one. Number 9. Nephophobia.
Alright, that was someone else. That was not me this time.
Did you just fart?
Yes.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I have razors and knives that I'm going to start swinging them at you. Nephophobia. Nepho.
Fear of your nephew.
Fear of newborns.
I like nephew, nepho, but no, I ain't even close. Fear of clouds. That person's got a really lame life. They are not leaving the house.
No, they're not.
Is there anywhere where there's no clouds?
So what do they do when it's foggy?
Oh, they go to a party and there's a smoke machine? Oh, there was at Tyler's, man. If they were there, they'd be freaking out. Oh, man. All right, number 8. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say this all correctly, but...
Fear of the number 13.
Hold on. Hippopoto monstro sisa quide pedo leophobia.
Fear of hippos.
No. I'll say it again. Hippopoto monstro sesquipedo leophobia.
Fear of anything with more than 4 legs.
Adam?
Fear of letters.
I guess Adam's the closest. Fear of long words.
Oh.
Little ironic, huh?
It is. Fear of long words is the longest word.
Yeah.
I guess coincidentalist is the person who likes to use long words.
What do you... I'm going to slap you.
Yeah, that just means it's...
Stop saying you know things.
The person... It's somebody who likes to use big words when they don't need to.
So that's like kryptonite to these people?
Yes. Yeah.
To these hippopoto monstrous people?
Yeah. Kryptonite.
What are they called? Quadriplegics?
Coincidentalists.
Oh, quadriplegics. I'm going to say that.
Credentials.
Number 7. I have a guess of what Tim's going to say once I reveal what this is. Cacophobia.
Is that like the fear of cankles?
No. But close.
Did your sister have that?
See, I knew you were going to bring her up. I knew it. But only because of what it actually is. All right, guess what acrophobia actually is.
Wait, your sister's walking. Afraid of it?
No, but...
Fear of walking.
Somebody who has this might be afraid of my sister.
I'm afraid of big people.
No.
Afraid of knees.
No. my sister's full of knees. She's all knee.
Afraid of wrong people.
No.
Afraid of circles.
It's nothing about weight or circle.
Afraid of short legs.
Afraid of piercings. Because she gets them in row.
I like the describing of my sister. Knees, cankles, round, and piercings. Oh, and short legs.
The fear of small
women. Fear of women.
No. Fear of ugly people.
Oh.
Oh man, I figured I'm gonna say fear of ugly people. Tim's like, oh man, good thing you don't have to see your sister.
Good thing those people don't watch us.
That is true.
We're ugly.
Man, someone out in the chat with us gonna get freaked out.
No, so, it's been the same guy for the longest time.
Oh, let me talk to him.
He's been there the whole time.
Hey, buddy. You listening? Can you hear us?
How old are you and you're on this?
Don't hit next.
Type to him.
Can he hear us?
Can you hear the words that don't look like they're coming out of his mouth?
Ask him if his hearing aid's in.
Get the knife. Ah! No reaction. I don't think this dude even knows chat roulette's on.
Go to next. Dick. Head.
Anyway.
Yeah, fear of ugly people. Hold on, a little intermission while we go to the page, too.
What is that? What was that one?
Fear of ugly people.
The capra... The one that
Caprophobia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read that one.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you said...
Because you said cankles.
I thought you said cankophobia.
No, caprophobia.
Oh, I didn't realize you said cap. I thought you said cank.
No.
That's why I said the fear of cankles.
Linenophobia.
Fear sheets.
What?
Fear sheets.
Fear of linens.
Linenophobia.
Fear of scissors.
No, I'm just doing that.
Fear of bed. Fear of clean sheets.
Fear of haircuts.
Knock it off!
Fear of beds.
Fear of string.
String, oh.
I think. Yeah, fear of string. That's a good one. I'd want that.
That is. I want that.
If you have a loose string on your clothes, you can go freak out. Everything's made of string that you're going to wear.
Uh-oh.
Kind of. Unless you're wearing, like, leather. And that's just... Epistemophobia.
Oh, I had totally had that wrong, by the way. It's sesquipedalian.
You're sesquipedalian.
You're a sesquipedalian.
What was it now?
Sesquipedalian.
Sesquipedalian. There's no L.
What's
no, there's
the next fear?
Was there? Sesquipedalian. You're sesquipedalian.
Yeah, suck it, bitch.
Epistemophobia.
Fear of...
plants.
New TV shows.
That's a good one. Are you looking things up?
No.
Did you look up what this is?
No.
It's not that anyways.
Well, no. Because epistemophobia.
Episode?
Yeah.
No. It's a fear of knowledge.
I have that.
Your sister must have that one.
Oh! Oh! Huzzah.
No, my sister does.
No, she does. Diagnosed. Number four. Vestiophobia.
Fear of vests.
Close.
Fear of wool vests.
It's about the same amount of close.
Fear of sweater vests.
Same amount of close.
Fear of shirts?
Close.
Is that closer?
Same amount of close.
Fear of clothing that goes on your chest. Fear of clothing.
Fear of clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nudists.
Nudists.
My okay, kind of... well, I think it's time to part.
That's what people on chat roulette have.
Yup.
I figured... What was that?
Ah, perf. Anyway.
Oh.
Next.
Next. Arachibutyrophobia.
Well, I know it's not arachnophobia, so it's not the fear of
spiders. Fear of spider butts.
I like the way you think.
I definitely feel that one.
No.
Can you say it one more time?
I can try.
Arachnophobia.
Arachibutyrophobia. Hold up. Chat roulette break. Hey, ladies. Hello.
Hello. From Australia.
Turn your speaker down.
Hello. Hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
London.
Anyway.
Arachibutyrophobia.
See, the fear of...
three spider butts.
Bites on your butt. Spider bites on your butt.
What about regular bites on the butt? I wouldn't want those either.
Spider bites.
No, this one doesn't make any sense when you think like what it is. Fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
What?
Who has that?
Well, it says butt.
There is butt. A racky? Chat roulette butt.
Anyway, next. Oh,
number two. Dose. Popophobia.
The fear of pop. Soda.
No.
The fear of pop music.
Different kind of pop. P-A-P-A.
Oh.
P-A-P-A-P-H-O-B-I-A.
The fear of your dad.
No.
The fear of...
Is that sucking going on? I heard some sucking. You trying to show you? See, people are going to think you... Wait, you know that little guy down there?
The fear of suckers.
Popophobia.
Fear of suckers.
You're a fear of a sucker.
Dang it.
I know. No, the fear of the Pope.
Oh!
Fear of the Pope. That's the stupidest thing.
This guy again.
Wait, your hair smells nice. I'm just saying, you put your head by me and it smells nice.
What's the next one?
Oh, the last one, number one.
This is the number one fear of, like, the nation?
This is the number one craziest fear.
Okay.
Panophobia.
Fear of panda bears.
Pano, not pando. Panophobia.
Fear of cooking utensils.
Hi.
Cooking.
Hey.
Pants.
Don't click next.
Don't click it. Click it or ticket.
Click it or ticket.
My friend's here. He's gay.
I'm not gay. Hey, there's another guy.
So I just been chosen to receive a $200 gas voucher and $20 gift card.
Look, he just won things.
Hey, I'm an angel. They went away. They can't handle angels.
They're scared of the angels. Panophobia.
Fear of Sinead O'Connor.
Ooh. Where do you see Sinead O'Connor? I'm guessing you see her. Why did you think of Sinead O'Connor?
Isn't that what it says right here?
Oh, that's popophobia.
Mm-bop, tippy-dop, bop, mm-bop.
So apparently Sinead O'Connor has popophobia.
No. Mm-bop, baby.
Oh, I can't see what it is.
Panophobia. The fear of everything.
That's an intense freaking fear.
Basically, they're just going to kill themselves because they're scared of
everything. They have to.
Speaking of killing... I got a razor blade in. I think it's time for some cutting going on. Let me get the earlobe, Tim.
Wait, this isn't mood apathetic. We are not doing mood apathetic.
Mood apathetic. Slip my wrist and... Oh, wow, that little thing actually was popped out a little bit. Kind of stung. Oh, did you throw something at me? Oh. Don't you lie to me, Adam.
Don't you lie to me. So, what else do we have to talk about?
That's all I have, Tim.
That's all you have?
That's all I have. We can talk about last weekend, what everybody did. I went to a party. Tim went out of town. Adam has a chair behind his back right now.
I'm afraid he's going to throw it at me.
I'm stretching.
Like, why are we trying to hurt Tim today?
I don't know.
This is not WWE.
WWE! Ugh.
Ah! I'm going with Edward Scissorhands.
Knock it off!
It sounded like Edward Scissorhands. I was looking this way, and all I heard definitely Edward Scissorhands.
Well, you just don't realize they just cut a bush into a dragon.
Yeah, see?
By bush, he means his bush.
Dragon.
To a troll. That would be the coolest bush ever.
You're saying it's like a dragon's head?
Dragon spitting fire?
Yeah, it's like a dragon's head.
No, your penis would be the one spitting fire.
Well, that'd be
of penises and cutting your hair, you should totally get the leprechaun.
You're trying to get people to do that still?
Yeah.
You are Irish.
What's the leprechaun?
You want it.
Okay, maybe.
You gotta commit to it first.
No!
Come on.
There'll be no commitment.
Chat roulette.
Hey, can you get the leprechaun?
See his lips not move?
Anyway, the leprechaun. You dye your bush red, and you tattoo the picture of a leprechaun on your penis.
Ouch.
And then you put a little hat.
I thought it was somebody's fault. Wait. Ugh!
Black girl!
Sister!
Black girls!
I need to get that song. It's a good one.
What? Yeah.
Under my shoes. Yeah, give me the leprechaun?
Yeah, definitely. That or the Chinese man.
You just agreed to it. What's the Chinese man?
I don't know.
Is it just...
opposite of a black.
Yeah, what's that? What's
you,
that?
You dyed to look like one of those hats?
Yeah.
The, like, Lord Raiden hat?
You could always... Nick should get the thinking man.
What's that?
That's where when you lift up your boob, The guy's sitting there like this, and then I'm...
That's not that thinking man.
No, that's just the man holding
the thinking man is like
is that
this.
Alice? What is that one?
I don't know.
He's holding up the
world.
The world.
Yeah.
God, what is it? Is it
Atlas? Then? Atlas? Yeah, Atlas does hold up the world. Atlas tattoo. Let's see if you get that. Boom! But yeah, it's
on someone's butt.
Oh, like this one too?
Yeah, like that one.
Is that a girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Either that or that dude has some nice implants.
You see that?
That's a nice one.
Man.
That is very detailed.
I'm getting it.
I'm getting it!
He looks like he's really struggling with that. He can hold up the world, but...
That boob
that
is
boobie.
Too much.
That had to hurt, though.
Probably just on the nipple.
Nah, that's not... she's holding it up. What the fuck are those things drag? Like, it's down here. It covers Atlas... It covers Atlas completely when it's down.
Does it really?
What are you doing with my little wooden man? Did you break him? You broke his leg off!
Tim did.
Tim, you broke his leg off.
And then gives it to me.
Look, he has a gimp leg.
I broke his foot.
Here, let me see. I'll put it back together.
All of his king's men and all of what did you just put your thing on my?
Ouch!
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put my little wooden man back together again, Tim.
Here it is.
It only costs like $5, so
no, I need a round piece.
You're a round piece.
That's all I have.
You can't believe you drew. I just got that picture just chilling there.
The boob.
I still got green paint on my ankles. I didn't want to come off there all the way. Black girl.
Black girl.
I need a
what song is that again?
Black girl.
No, by who?
By Secret Handshake. I don't know if they released that CD yet though. I think they did. But yeah, seeing them in concert was pretty dope. So do you have any plans for actually Halloween Day, Adam?
No, I don't.
Tim?
No.
Man, why are we're planning things the day before Halloween, but not Halloween Day?
Because Halloween Day is on a Sunday.
True. You, going... I mean, no, I was going to say. You just going to Lindsay's on Saturday, or are you going to go to Juan's, too?
I'm going to Juan's, too.
Okay. Black girl.
Oh, yeah, there's a screw that's supposed to be in it. You just
lost it.
I think he looks better like this, though.
I was gonna get a bigger one anyways. That one, his joy stumbled, but... This is a song about Beyonce.
She's pregnant.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's gonna roll that booty.
You know?
She's gonna make it all fat, so it's all...
Black girl!
Black
all
girl!
Right.
Woohoo!
Alright!
Alright! Alright! Man, I need to start writing songs about black girls. Look at the spinning.
Black girl!
Except
on that. Whatever. Fuck this is the guitar wire is.
Is that copper wire? That's part of,
No, it's not the camera up there on the bed.
No.
Battery dead or something?
Yeah, battery's dead.
Look at that black girl.
Did you try to pause it?
No, I just wanted to do that. So I wanted to play, I Spy.
Black girl!
Yeah.
Yeah, repeat it. Echo.
Chinese girl.
Repeat. Alright. 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 Black girl! Alright. Alright. Alright.
I can't get over the picture, Matt!
Oh, yeah! I got that boob on the screen. Let's get that out of there.
Switch for leprechaun.
No leprechaun?
Look, there's a map on that chick's ass. Or on that dude's ass.
Ew. That's gross.
let go!
Gosh, that was a bad idea.
I still don't see it. I'm scared to scroll down though.
That dude's getting a tattoo on his penis. Bite, pull,
fling. That's dirty.
He has a picture of a bloody tampon. And it says bite, pull, fling.
Well, it's instructions.
I mean, Dracula's teabag.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. I don't see your
Nick
Dracula.
Wants to look at porn.
Dude, I don't see your... You're the one telling me to look up the leprechaun.
I didn't tell you to look up leprechaun tattoo penis.
Well, that's what you wanted me to... Oh, God. I just looked at regular search.
I just told you to look up the leprechaun.
The leprechaun penis.
Well, that's the one you want me to look up. You didn't want me to look up the leprechaun, like somebody have a leprechaun on their shoulder, did you?
I thought we said there's no Facebook this time.
Oh, I just hit home. I don't go through and look at people's profiles and stuff. You do. No, what are you doing? I need my internet open. I'll just go to a different website.
No Facebook.
You're a Facebook.
Your mom's a...
No. Yeah. You don't talk about my mama.
This dude again?
Creeper.
Hey, buddy.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that one.
Hey.
Anyway, let's keep talking. Let's keep talking.
I'm just going to see your head.
Ignore chat roulette. Wait. Ignore chat roulette.
But look at it.
If you don't ignore it, I'm going to close it.
You're all, like, lopsided.
I know.
Black girl. James Dean.
She's the most beautiful thing.
You're the most beautiful thing.
What's that Iron Man?
Yo, I got the real life Iron Man suit that they're making.
For you?
For soldiers. Check this out. Real Iron Man suit. Kind of.
American soldiers are well trained and physically fit, but they're still vulnerable. The human machine gets tired, needs rest, and performs only within the limitations of flesh and bones. But Rex Jameson here is stepping inside a robotic exoskeleton that mirrors or mimics everything he wants to do. 200-pound pull-downs? No sweat.
We did this 500 times until we got bored, so I could basically do it, you know, ad nauseum.
And you're talking, you're not even out of breath now.
No.
Not out of breath, not weary, no muscle pains or strains. If Rex needs to pull away from the exoskeleton to do something on his own, it just floats and waits for his return.
I can, you know, go ahead and do whatever I need to do. And then when I'm ready, just grab it and away we go.
It's taken Utah-based Sarcos 6 years to get to this point, but the technicians and engineers here have been designing and polishing robots for decades. Each one of these ammo cans weighs 72 pounds. Imagine trying to lift 150 to 200 of these onto this pallet. Commanding his exoskeleton, Rex does it. In this round, Robin lifting 35-pound canisters. Several of us moving as fast as we can't keep up. Look at Steve Emero's forehead. How worn out are you by now?
I don't feel like I can keep going, but I bet Rex can.
Lifting 200-pound weights? Piece of cake. Walking upstairs, no problem. Running?
That's a feat.
Walking on your heels? Prancing and dancing? Taking on a ramp? The list goes on. Meshed with exoskeleton, Rex punches this bag with just the right amount of strength. From enough grace to gently play ball, to enough superpower to load a missile on an airplane, exoskeleton does it all.
He uses get out of the way of control, which follows from his end effectors, the feet and the hands, and the machine will just follow where he goes.
During these experiments, the prototype is tethered. There's also a safety line as a precaution, but the end product will be 100% portable with its own backpack power. And the skeletons in various models will be covered, offering different levels of protection for the soldier inside. Circuitry boards for every part of the body. Flexible robotic joints that mimic every movement. Eventually, exoskeletons could even become autonomous, allowing the soldier to step out, then to go on and perform a task on its own.
If you step out of it, it becomes a humanoid robot. You step into it, it becomes a teleoperated robot. It becomes a superhero, superhuman strength.
So I'm expecting a real Iron Man flying around within the next 5 years. Painted like it and everything. Who's with me?
No.
Those exoskeletons are going to take over the world one day.
Shit, Terminator.
Yeah, not RoboCop, Terminator.
No.
What? No? Why not?
We better get ready.
You don't think it's possible?
To defend. Where's Connor?
I think it could be possible, just not in the next 5 years.
Well, I think so. I'm going to make it possible, Tim.
Hot Wings.
What? It's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Ho.
They call me Stacy.
They call me Jane. That's not my name. Oh, that's not my name. Not my name. Can we say that's not my name? Don't call me Howie. Just because I believe in a robot takeover. Would you stop looking that up? I don't care if you know how to record video with your camcorder on your webcam thing. Your computer's jacked up all the time anyways. No sound.
You don't need no homemade video.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you recording? Yeah. Sound dirty?
No.
It could be dirty.
Yourself?
You know what I'm recording.
I do. It's dirty.
No, it's not.
From what I hear, it's dirty.
It's not dirty.
Is it dirty?
Can we make it dirty? Do you still have chat roulette open?
No.
Why not? I said we go back to chat roulette. Talk about black girls.
Start dancing like one.
Yeah.
Black girl.
You're a black girl.
Your mom's a
so
girl.
Harsh.
Why is it harsh? It's harsh
being a deprived, strong black woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be the next Queen Latifah, Tim.
You're gonna be the next Queen Latifah.
I wish I was the next Queen Latifah. I love Queen Latifah. You know that.
I think he's gonna be the next Precious.
This is a male version.
I'm man Precious. That's what I should. I'm going to start introducing myself. I'm Man Precious. How you doing?
Man Precious.
So from now on, Tim, you refer to me as Man Precious.
Man Precious?
Yes.
You don't want to say that to me because I will refer to you as a Man Precious.
Do it. At work, I want to be called Man Precious. So, if anybody hears this, Man Precious, my new name.
Hey, what's up, Man Precious?
What up, Adam?
What up, MP?
What? Man Precious.
Got him.
I think Adam's trying to murder Tim. Is that why you want video, Tim? Is so if he murders you, you know who it was?
Yeah, it's going to do him a lot of good. Ow! Rape! Where is chat roulette at?
Rape! Someone's raping. Let's put some Jack Johnson on. I'll play a GameCube in the background.
Rape! I'll play GameCube.
No, you can't yell rape. You have to honk. Were we harmonizing right there?
Kinda.
I think so.
People are very confused about the rape honk. The Fonz taught me that one.
We gotta pull that up.
Henry Winkler teaches you how to honk if you're being raped. Or braped.
Or braped.
Rape honk. I like that's the search. Or rape douche anal cake?
What?
Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare.
Rape honk.
Henry Winkler. Just put the wink. That's what I call him. Well, I don't think there's an E after hen. You really are a good speller. Alright, Henry Winkler and Hank Zipper. Zipzer.
Zipzer.
Henry Winkler hangs himself. This is what you do when you get raped, kids.
Yeah, so you ladies out there that listen,
pay attention. Or fellas, if your bros try to rape you after this 28-second commercial.
Which I'm going to mute so you don't have to pay attention.
But there was a monkey.
Your mom's a monkey.
Fuck the police.
Police.
I'm going to be opening up like a rap studio.
What was I supposed to call you again?
What? Man precious.
Man precious.
I'm going to go by that. Next week I'm opening this show. Hi, I'm Tim. I'm Adam. I'm Man Precious.
Man Precious.
Throwing frying pans
out
at
on
you.
The farm.
No, he ain't right. Bob Evans.
Yeah. Ooh, NBC
News.
Oh,
man, this is NBC News.
So you know it's legit.
This is Today.
That's on the Today Show.
Continuing series, Read for the Record. Today we tackle the issue of literacy in America. This morning, the story of one well-known actor and his very private struggle with the written word.
Oh, come on. Who am I kidding? I can't even write one good sentence. So how am I... A five-paragraph essay. My capital letters look weird.
They don't seem like
great. This doesn't seem like the Honk.
The piece of paper seemed like it was spinning around the desktop.
No, that's...
Once upon a time, there lived a boy named Hank. Hank was the world's greatest underachiever.
His teachers are always putting him down, saying he's lazy. So they say, oh, you're...
Definitely not the Honk. Oh, I got it.
I just bought Henry Winkler, right?
I got it.
It's a very funny name for a very serious self-defense tool. It's called... The Honk. She's from the Children's Self-Help Project up in San Francisco. Now, the Honk is not a sound you make when you play, and it's not a game. It's different. You
it's
use
a game.
It when you're in danger.
It's a different kind of sound than the kind of sound that kids usually make. Grown-ups don't even pay any attention to that, because we know that's how kids sound when they're playing. The self-defense yell, though.
Okay, maybe it's not a rape.
That's a sound. It comes from taking a lot of air in all the way down into your diaphragm.
And
you let it out real slowly. Listen again. It sounds like this. That's a sound that grown-ups will turn around when they hear. They'll say, that must be a child that needs my attention. I'm going to check this out. That's another thing you can do to keep yourself safe.
I think they couldn't afford Whoopi Goldberg
for the
video. She looks just like her.
Practice the Honk. You ready? A lot of air coming out.
A lot of air, guys.
I didn't breathe in before we started.
All right, do it again?
One.
All right, hold on. I'm going to hit Tim, then we're going to honk. One, two, distress call. Three. Oh my god, the Honk! Yeah, I think it's gonna do two things. One, scare your attacker away from you, or two, make him want to shut you up even more. He's gonna take the razor and slit your throat so you can't honk anymore.
Honk!
That's blood coming out of your throat.
That was annoying as shit.
You hit me and then I hit myself.
How to stop the honk? Jab to the throat.
Man,
if you want to rape a child and they start honking, smack them in the throat.
Really? What are they going to do? Honk some more? No.
The Honk. I think we found the name of this episode.
Really? Because I was going to call it Man Precious.
I was thinking
the Honking Man Precious.
Yeah, the Honking Man Precious.
Oh, man.
Precious.
Gabriel Sidibe.
More like fat ass bitch.
What? That's not her name?
Brandy's brother watches The Big C.
Yeah.
She's just a fat bitch in the TV show.
It's about cancer.
It's about cancer.
Ah, on
HBO.
HBO?
Yeah, it's right after
Weeds.
No, Showtime.
Oh, yeah, Weeds is on Showtime, isn't it?
What the fuck are you doing on my phone?
I don't know a number.
Anyway!
Oh! I'm gonna honk at you all day now.
You honk at me one more time. And that will go in your ass.
Really? Because I got a good grip on it.
I'm Get man, it, man precious.
I'm man precious.
Get it, man precious.
You don't mess with man precious!
When I'm chopping that uncut grill, nothing else that can make me feel the way I feel because you're that deal. I'm a fiend and I adore that pill. Know what I mean and even more that thrill. Need a prescription feel. Need something that'll stop that chill. Keep the monkey on my shoulder still. I need to make that deal. And I'm an addict and I can't be healed. My 12 step is chasing that first feel. But my supply's gone, everything might turn around. I just need a little head that'll keep me calm. I'm so withdrawn, a little bit'll get me on. And then you pick me right back up, a little fix of that stuff to get me back on that buzz. I never did, that's what it was, or why it does what it does. You're my new favorite drug. You're my new all-time favorite drug. Just a taste, and I'm hooked. And all you have to do is touch me. You're my new all-time favorite drug, and I won't ever quit. See, you're my fix, and I'm the junkie. You're my new drug, you'll never go away.
Get him, girl!
I will comb that weave and cut your throat.
I don't have a weave in you. This is a brush.
I'm man precious.
I will comb that weave and slit your throat. Oh my god!
Man precious. Man precious likes when you comb his hair.
You're my new drug. I need you every day. You're my new drug. I'm the guy you're the way. You're my new drug. I need another shot inside my veins. A little something that'll keep me sane. Something that'll take away that pain. A little bumper to numb my brain. You're the rock and I can be that flame. And it's so insane. I'm looking, I can break that chain. I'm the strong, you're my line of cane. A little more of a chain. Getting high on you, my only aim. I'm strung out and you're the one to blame. But my supply was gone. Everything might turn wrong. I just need a little hit that'll keep me calm. It's so withdrawn, a little bit will get me on. And then you pick me right back up. A little fix of that stuff to get me back on that buzz. I never did, that's what it was, or why it does what it does. But you're my new favorite drug, yeah. You're my new favorite drug.
You're my new all-time favorite drug. Just a taste and I'm hooked. And all you have to do is touch me. You're my new all-time favorite drug. And I won't ever quit. See, you're my fix and I'm the junkie. You're my new all-time favorite drug. Just a taste and I'm hooked. And all you have to do is touch me. You're my new all-time favorite drug. And I won't ever quit. See, you're my fix and I'm the junkie.
Oh man!
Like when you comb his hair,
man precious.
That's gotta be a video. Man, the life of man precious.
that needs to be with our other video.
Yeah, the other video.
Anyway, so I'm thinking we're just gonna edit this last part out, and when me and him go, I'm gonna comb your hair and slit your throat is gonna be part of the outro.
I say we end it up. Don't mess with man precious. And yeah. All of a sudden, he comes back in with us cracking up. Comb your weave, slit your throat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one.